Good morning, everyone. This is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. And today, you're about to experience something very, very special. You're going to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, followed by Angel Shines, which are two songs that I created having visions of angels and archangels singing and dancing around me. Then, you will listen to Angelic Guided Meditation, which is the number 2, for about 40 minutes. This angelic meditation will bring you towards something quite very interesting. Not only you will be feeling the healing, but you will discover new tools that will help you to get connected with your soul, getting connected to your heart, getting connected to your mind. Well, there is something strange that happens each time there is someone that comes towards me. As soon as that person reaches her soul, as soon as she perceives it, there is something new happening. Something beyond the words. That person can feel it, and I feel it, and I see it on her face. And that's something very, quite amazing. And I'm just like a kid for the first time seeing it. And each time it's the same thing. I'm just so amazed. That person feels her soul. She feels who she is. And she just suddenly awake. And she smiles. Sometimes she has tears that come. And I love it. Not to see people crying, but of course, but to see how they can get connected to their soul so fast. I know that changes their life. I'm explaining you this because as soon as you reach your own gifts, as soon as you're on your own track and your own path, acting for your mission, you just take in account that all the things that you've been doing through all those years, they make sense. One day they make sense. And I encourage each of you to be able to find and to get connected to his soul, to reach his own individual gifts and tools and be able to use them. I wish you enjoy Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, followed by this angelic guided meditation. You can join me on Facebook, John Martin Healer, or on my website, johnmartinhealer.com. Right now I'm in Canada for a tour and will be soon in Victoria, Edmonton, Vancouver. So join me on Facebook and talk to you soon. Have a great, wonderful day. Bye-bye. morning, everyone. This is Jordan Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer. And we're going to have a group meditation guided by our messages from Divine Source. Okay. I would like you first to focus 1 inch below your belly button. Visualize a pure, crystal, very calm water. On top of that water, visualize a crystal ball. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it? It may come as a whole united color, may come with stripes or dots, whatever comes. See it, feel it. You may cross your legs too. You may open your eyes and visualize that ball, that crystal ball. Yes. Okay. Now, you may feel some blockages in the solar plexus. So as you stay focused on your crystal ball, you just see your solar plexus getting open. All those tensions are getting released. Okay. As those tensions are getting released, you also release your mind. You will release your thoughts. You release your shoulders. Good. You feel that all tensions in your whole body are just like getting away, getting transformed. You might see them as kind of dust particles getting away from your body. And as they just get away from your body, they just change color. Whatever the color they may be, as soon as they get out of your body, they become white. Pure white divine energy. And they go back to the universe. You're healing yourself, and at the same time, you're giving back energy to the universe. So now, as you're focused on that crystal ball, which might have changed color, visualize energy, pure divine energy, coming from above your head and coming down upon you, all the way through you. You might feel it, might feel chills. Whatever you feel, let it come. As that energy goes through your body, it opens your chakra one after the other. For some of you, some chakras, you may feel just like kind of pain. It's just because that energy is getting in those blockaged chakras. So visualize at those places, at those spots, visualize that chakra get open and let that energy go through it. Through this process, you're healing yourself. Just by letting that energy flow through you. Now, visualize that this energy is creating an aura around you by coming towards you, flowing towards you. It creates an aura that protects you. It's like a shield, like an egg, that embraces all your body, including your feet. You're just all your body in one egg. And as your feet are on the floor, that egg goes in the floor. Yes. Now visualize that that crystal ball is shining more and more, giving out more and more light. Visualize that that egg, which is your aura, is shining more and more. Your aura now has the same color as your crystal ball. You have to know that you are able also to change the color of that crystal ball and as well change the color of your aura. Stay focused on that crystal ball and slightly visualize that that crystal ball changes color and becomes white, pure white energy. It's white and it's shining. Feel the change, feel the changes in your own body going through this. As you are grounded, because you are connected to that crystal ball, feel that your level of vibration is increasing. But your head is not spinning because you are grounded. You are there. And at the same time, your level of vibration is increasing. Doing this slightly, day after day, doing this exercise, you increase your level of vibration. You free your pains. You free your blockages. You free your tensions. It's only a question of vibration. Put a music, an angelic music in one room, and increase the volume. All people that don't correspond to that vibration would just go away because they just can't stand it, right? Works the same way with vibration. The higher the vibration you're working with, the cleaner you become, the clearer your thoughts become, the better your visions come towards you. And as your crystal ball is your soul, you get more and more connected to your soul. And your soul gives you the impulse of what you're supposed to do in your life. Visualize that crystal ball. That crystal ball is white and is shining more and more. There is no limit for it to shine more and more. Can become brighter and brighter. And then you can increase also the density of that vibration, of that energy. There is first the color and then there is the density. If feel it more dense, more and more. And feel the same way on the aura around you. Feel that aura become thicker and thicker because it's you. More and more power getting out of your shield. You know, sometimes when someone gets in one room, everyone stop talking and they just turn around and look at that person. Not only one person does it, all the room does it, and you don't know why, but you suddenly looked at that person. And you felt that you were just kind of connected to that person, that, wow, you look at that person, you see his aura, you feel it, there is something, kind of a magnetic field around him. Doesn't need to talk, he is, that's it. Well, it works the same way. Just by being grounded, and just by being who he is. The exercise that we're doing right now helps you to become who you are more and more. Just be. Feel it in all your cells. Now, we're going to count up to 100. We're going to count up to 100. At 100, I'm going to snap in my fingers, and all what you're feeling right now is going to be encoded as a program in your crystal ball. So anytime you will wish to come back to that stage, to come back to that emotion, to come back to that feeling, with a white crystal ball shining, with a white aura all around you, you'll be able to come to that at once. Let's start it. 10%, 15%, 17, 19, 22, 24, 28, 32, 34, 37, 42, 48, 52, 57, 65, 75, 77, 79, 82, 89, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Now, you're going to visualize inside of your crystal ball a shelf. You might have already created it before. So bring it back to your memory. You visualize that shelf. You might have already some programs on it, some objects on it. We're going to add one more, which is this program we just created. It. This program with that white divine energy crystal ball, with that white aura around you. You will see it appearing on that shelf. It's a program. It will appear as an image or an object on that shelf. An object or an image that corresponds to that program. So each time you will be able to see that object on that shelf, As soon as you will see it, you will know what it is. Yes, you have it. That program is yours, and you can get access to it at any time you want. In order to be accessing to your shelf, you just need to focus on your crystal ball 1 inch below your belly button by visualizing it floating on top of that water, crystal water. And then visualize that you're opening that shell and ask that program to go on just by clicking on it as an app on an iPhone. Okay. So now, now that we are with this white vibration all around us, what are we going to do with it? What are we supposed to do with it in our daily life? Because that's all the purpose. Be able to get access to certain vibrations, be able to get access to certain knowledges, but then we need to do something with it, right? So we have to know that each person, as soon as he gets born, get on earth with a mission. Each of us has his own mission on earth. Sometimes we spend days, sometimes we spend months, sometimes we spend years looking after that mission. Some people just live without knowing it. Some others, they just get born and they straightly know what they are going to do, to go for. Well, now we are going to go for this. The aim of this session is that you be able to get access to your own mission on earth during this life. So, stay focused on that crystal ball, which is white. Visualize that energy all around you, which is white, pure divine white energy. Feel the flow of energy coming from upward and sending you that energy through you. And through that energy getting towards you, visualize like a code coming towards you. It's like an activation code. You might feel it in your cells. You might see it in many ways. Might be images coming. For some of you who are very linked with numbers, it might be a series of numbers, coded numbers, whatever. Visualize that something is getting inside of you that activates you. Might be a symbol, might be the picture of a bear, meaning the knowledge. It might be the picture of your animal totem that came towards you before from one other guided meditation that we have done. might be a gift that comes towards you. It might be a wrapped gift. Something comes towards you. Let it come. Open your heart to this. Visualize your heart chakra getting open at its own pace, at its own speed. And as your heart chakra opens itself, visualize that energy, that white energy flowing back and forth through it. Stay focused on that crystal ball, that what crowns you and that allows you to stay here. Now that you receive that activation code, we're going to travel through time and space. As you are grounded, as you are connected, as you are protected, and as your heart is open, we may do it. Never travel through time and space before doing all those steps. And of course, the most important thing is first to get grounded always, all time. Okay. Now, you're going to visualize a white room. White ceiling, white walls, white floor, with all shining energy. And you're going to visualize yourself in that box. Let's say it's a time traveling box. So, you are still focusing on your crystal ball. All the aura around you is all shining like an egg around you. And that egg is inside of the white box, which is around, like, let's say, 8 meters by 8 meters. It's a big, huge room. And now, on the walls of that room, you're going to visualize, we're going to start with one screen. Visualize a big rectangle, huge screen right in front of you, in the center of one wall. And we're going to switch on that television. And this television is going to deliver you your mission by showing you images of what is your mission. I'm going to count up to three. At three, as I'm going to snap in my fingers, I will be switching on that television for you. And as soon as I will switch on that television, the movie of your mission will start. You may see You may listen as well. You may feel it. But in any case, you will be safe, protected, guided. And after I will count up to three, I will let you a moment in silence in order to perceive that film, which is yours. So, stay focused on that crystal ball, that white crystal ball. You are in that white, divine, protected egg. You're in that room. You're looking towards one wall with that big, huge television screen in front of you. And we are about to switch it on and start the movie. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I'm going to count up to three, and we're going to stop that film. Later, you may come as many times as you want to this. I'm going to count up to three, and you will be coming back in that room, in that white room. 1, 2, 3. I switch up the television. You're in that white room. The screen is off. And you just memorize and remember what you have seen, because you want to keep memory of this. Whatever come to you is part of your mission. You will be able to go back and forth, listening to that meditation, or doing it on your own. But when you switch off, and when you switch on and switch off that television, don't stay more than 30 seconds watching it, because you need to do back and forth in order to bring back those informations. If you stay too long watching it, it's a different space-time dimension. The laws are different, and you won't be able to remember all of it. 30 seconds of watching this may represent several years of your life. Well, that's why we have to go back and forth. If you want to be able to get even more connected to this kind of mission, you may visualize and do this same exercise in your bath, doing all through this meditation, guided meditation, in your bath with warm water, but 37 degrees temperature of your body, and you put lavender oil in your bath, and you do this several times a week. You start the first night with 3 drops. Then the second night, you do it with 6 drops, doubling it. And you double it each night. You will get more and more connected to it and cleaning your aura at the same time. Okay, you are still in that white room. This is the room that you will go to in order to visualize things, okay? You may be able to visualize your mission. You may have another screen in order to visualize your future. You may be able to program many rooms like this, and I will be helping you doing it. Okay. Now, I know we all wish to stay there in that room. But now, we have to bring this back to our world, to our reality. So, you're just going to visualize that all those walls are just going to fade out. And as they fade out, you will still be focusing on your crystal ball, still be in your shield with your aura around you, but you will become back again to the room where you are, on the chair where you are, surrounded by all the objects all around you. Okay? Wow. That was quite a trip. Now, linked with your own mission, we want to receive a clear and precise message on how to accomplish this mission. From now and then, what's the next step in your daily life in order to be able to go towards your mission? What's the first step? So you will find the answer in your crystal ball. That crystal ball will deliver you this message. You will receive that message through that energy coming through you. And you will receive that message, might be whatever you feel more comfortable with. Might be because you will hear something, a voice that will tell you the next step to do. It might be a vision of the thing that you should do next. You know, sometimes it's just like normal things to do. Like they will ask you to go to the hairdresser. They will ask you to go for a trip next to a lake. But it's part of the steps that you have to go through, one step at a time. We never know what are the next steps, but this is the first message, and you definitely now is connected, you're now connected to those messages coming towards you, because your level of vibration is high enough in order to be able to get connected and to receive those messages. It might be for some others that you may feel more things in your solar plexus and get more guided. Whatever comes, let it come towards you. You might also leave it time to come towards you. And let's say that within one week, you make the wish that this message will come towards you. in order to know what will be the next step for going towards realizing your mission. You will be given all the tools in order to be able to do it, because you've got all the gifts inside of you in order to fulfill your mission. Those messages may come during the night. Usually they come between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning. You may be wake up, not tired, having a precise vision, or having maybe sometimes a person or an image that comes towards you. This message may be delivered to you by yourself, by someone that's close to you that passed away, might be delivered to you by your guides, your angels, archangels, or for some other people it might be directly from ascended masters. Usually some people tell me that they have Jesus coming telling them something, Maria appeared to them, archangels, Michael, Gabriel, whoever they come, no matter. They come towards you in order to deliver you this message. And next time might be another one. On the next morning, you won't be tired, even if you didn't sleep for 1 hour during the night. Because that's how it works. They give us information, but those informations we need to be able also to be able to fulfill and accomplish our daily work. So now, I'm giving you another tool. As you're centered on your crystal ball, visualize that from your heart towards your crystal ball, there is a link. Your heart is your GPS. The soul knows where to go. And the GPS tells you if you go left or if you go right, if you should go more there or more there. When you feel kind of a pain in your heart, that means that you're going wrong way. If you feel joy and excitement in your heart and warmness, that means that you're right on the way. But now you have to make a link also from your mind to your soul, which is another link. And in fact, when your soul knows where to go, then he needs to have specific answers in order to accomplish his mission. Your mind will give you those specific answers, but only specific answers. Let's say you want to have the answer from what is 3 plus 2. That's your mind that will give you the answer. Because there are no two answers possible. What is the next bus station? That's your mind also. But if you ask yourself, now where should I go? You have to ask your soul. What's my next step? That's your soul that has to answer. If you ask one question that is not the good one to your mind, your mind is going to create like a hamster in a cage, running. And you're going to just run crazy because your mind can't give you good answers. Only can give you different options. It can't make the choice for you. Your souls give you the ways. And as you go along, your way. Your heart tells you if you're right on your path or if you need to go left and right. Okay. Well, now you're going to be able to go for your day with very positive images, very positive energy. And see you soon.